Good morning. Today we'll be reading from the Gospel of Matthew, 15th chapter, verses 21 to 28. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." But he answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then she came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." And Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Dear friends in Christ, are you a driven person? Are you a person of action or inaction? Well, no matter who you are, or what your answer is to those questions, there are always going to be circumstances in your life or happenings that drive you to action. Maybe you remember being a little child and doing all the begging in your power to obtain every single present on your Christmas list. Maybe you had to work harder than ever before to get the grades and the ACT scores to get into that college that was just perfect for you. Maybe a loved one was battling sickness, and you had to pray harder than you ever had to before. Human beings can be timid and lazy at times, but when we see something we truly desire or think we need, we often stop at nothing to get it. In our text this morning, we find a Gentile woman who approaches Jesus, persistently asking for his help. She was desperate and in need of a Savior. She had great desire and reason to seek the aid of Jesus, and although she did not immediately get what she wanted, she did not give up. Jesus is spending most of his time in the region of Tyre and Sidon when he is approached by a woman of Canaan. The woman was a Gentile. In the eyes of the disciples, she had no business approaching Jesus the Messiah. Since the days in the Old Testament with the patriarch Abraham, God had been giving special prophecies concerning the Messiah to the children of Israel. And the Jewish people had a great advantage, being prepared for the coming of the Messiah. This Gentile, a Canaanite woman, was not one of the children of Israel. She was not worthy to be approaching the Messiah. And we, you and me, like this Canaanite woman, are not worthy to approach the Messiah. Our sinful nature doesn't want to believe the prophecies of the Old Testament. Our sinful nature doesn't want to believe that God came down from heaven to die and rise again for us. Our sinfulness makes us just as unworthy as the Canaanite woman. But the Canaanite woman's unworthiness didn't stop her from pleading to Jesus, and it shouldn't stop us either. Despite her Gentile upbringing and heritage, the Canaanite woman cries out to Jesus, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." This Canaanite woman was not stupid. She had no illusions of her position relative to Jesus. She knew what Jesus was, the Messiah. And she knew what she was, unworthy. Yet, she refused to let her simple, powerful prayer be denied. She was determined to receive Jesus' mercy and was driven to do whatever she could to find healing for her daughter. She would take any scrap she could get. We too are in constant need of Jesus' mercy. After hearing the woman's threefold statement, asking his mercy, confessing him as Messiah, and telling him of her demon-possessed daughter, Jesus answers the woman not a word. His silence must have been shocking. Not the answer one would expect from the Messiah, from the Savior. However, we should never confuse a silent answer with an unanswered prayer. A silent answer might just be encouragement for more earnest and heartfelt prayer. The Canaanite woman was not giving up on her relentless request. Being fully aware of her Gentile status and not being dismayed by Jesus' silence, the woman bows down, worships Jesus, and cries out, "Lord, help me." She continues to humble herself before the Christ. We can remember with true humility and confidence that our Lord will not leave us down there groveling at His feet, but rather give us constant support while reaching down to raise us up. Jesus begins to reach down to the Canaanite woman when He tells her, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." At the time, it was commonplace for the Jews to refer to Gentiles as dogs. It was an insult, of course. However, Jesus uses a different word. He calls her a little dog. Not a wild dog, but a house dog. Jesus is not insulting her. Rather, He's testing her faith. How do we react when the answer to our prayers seems to be more of an insult than an answer? What if we thought we got into the wrong college? What if the sickness seems to be getting worse? Sometimes it seems so difficult to understand the answers to our prayers. We don't always get the results we expect. But thankfully, because of who Jesus is and because of what He does, the grace of His answer will always be so much better for us than anything we could have ever expected or imagined. Our God-given faith trusts humbly in the Savior's grace and in Jesus' answers. The woman tells Jesus that even the little dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the Master's table. That is faith at its best. The Canaanite woman wasn't offended by Jesus' seeming insult. Rather, she humbly accepted Jesus' statement and her position as a little dog at the table of the Jews. She viewed it through the eyes of her ever-hopeful faith. A humble attitude in prayer asks for little, but receives much. At the end of our text, Jesus praises the great faith that the woman had in Him, and He heals her daughter that very hour. After all the begging, crying, bowing, worshiping, and humility, the Canaanite woman finally receives her mercy. The path of prayer can be long and frustrating at times, but it will always find its answer with the best possible answer. The crumbs of grace which we receive are much more than mere crumbs. As children of God, we receive the whole of God's grace. Jesus' work here on earth did not end with His suffering and death at Calvary, but rather it climaxed with His rising from the dead, answering the world's prayer for mercy, giving eternal life to all who believe in Him. Through Jesus' perfect life, innocent death, and triumphant resurrection, we have received the fullness of God's grace and mercy, and it is more than enough for us. Our ever-listening and ever-answering Lord tells us in Psalm 50:15, "Call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me." Amen. We will worship this morning in the form of hymn 457, verses 1 through 3, all verses.